As we wrap up the month of January, we've got the latest U.S. Department of Agriculture annual cattle inventory report. I guess they actually issue this thing twice a year, Daryl, but this is the big one, the one in January each year that gives us a lot of information. With us today, Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, maybe first of all, kind of give us what you see as highlights from this particular report.
Yeah, you bet. You know, in general, I think this report was pretty close to expectations. At least it was for me, and I think of the published pre-report estimates, not too far off. All cattle were estimated to be down 3%. You know, the key ones that we're watching, beef cows were down 3.6%. Beef replacement heifers down 5.8%. And, you know, the cattle on feed inventory, this is the total U.S. now, including all feedlots, was down 3.7%. Last year's calf crop was down 2%. So, you know, those were probably the main highlights out of this report.
The beef cow number, you know, that not only do we get the opportunity to see the overall U.S. number, but we also get to see those state-by-state totals as well. What jumped out at you on those state levels?
Well, you know, obviously there's a lot of numbers here, so I haven't looked across all of the states very carefully yet, but I certainly have looked at Oklahoma. You know, our all cattle inventory was down 11.5%, and that includes beef cows down 6.6%. The big number, which I don't think is a surprise for Oklahoma specifically, is the other heifer category was down 27.8%, and steers were down 23.8%, which really speaks to the fact that, you know, we don't have a lot of cattle out in the country because of the drought, and we certainly don't have a lot of cattle on wheat pasture as a result of the drought conditions. So this really reflects that. Our replacement heifer number for beef replacements was actually down just 2.5%, which is maybe not surprising. Producers are trying to hang on to heifers if they can at all.
I know, you know, we seemingly, that for all practical purposes, I think USDA rounded it to 7% down on our beef cow numbers in Oklahoma, the 6.6% number that you mentioned. It did show, though, that we still, traditionally the states that are usually second and third, and sometimes we flip-flop on the overall beef cow numbers. Missouri, I thought their numbers were fascinating. They basically held on to their beef cow herd almost totally. Here in 2023 now.
They did. Missouri was even with a year ago. They're still just a smidge smaller than Oklahoma. So we kind of hang on just by a little bit now with our decrease. We hang on to the number two spot as a beef cow state. Of course, Texas is the largest state. But you did see significant decreases, you know, right where we know the drought is right now. So Kansas, Nebraska, all showed significant impacts of herd liquidation in this report.
For the, I know that those future beef cows, the beef heifer replacements, that's a really an important number to kind of foreshadow where we may be going with the U.S. beef cow herd in the days to come, based on, you know, what happens to us on drought, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, the beef replacement number, and I should point out that USDA revised last year's number for beef replacements down about 2.3%. So they said we didn't even have as many replacement heifers as last year, and then we were down another 5.8% on top of that. So that makes our beef replacement number the lowest that we've seen for a total since 2013. And so that has a lot of implications. USDA breaks that beef replacement number into the number of heifers that are bred and ready that are going to calve in this coming year, and that number was down 5.1%. So it suggests that we are going to be again significantly tighter on you know cattle numbers, and those calving heifers would be the ones that are going to enter the herd this year.
When we think about the overall herd in the United States, we have obviously cut the beef cow numbers significantly. What's the ramifications as far as the amount of beef that we'll be able to push out to consumers through the pipeline?
Well, you know, of course, last year we did set a new record with beef production, but that was because of the liquidation and the fact that we were essentially eating females, eating cows and heifers. Obviously, this suggests that that's going to come down sharply. Beef production will drop. I think we really don't know how much it's going to drop. It will be a significant drop, but it really depends on what happens going forward in terms of the drought and whether or not we continue to see some additional liquidation this year, or whether, in fact, we try to stop the liquidation and stabilize this herd, maybe start the process of rebuilding. I don't think we actually can rebuild much this year, but we could stop the damage, if you will, assuming the drought abates. And so all of that means that, in fact, this beef cow herd now is the smallest since 1961 by a little bit. We're a smidge smaller on the beef cow herd than we were in 2014. So we all know what happened after the last drought, which affected us greatly here in the Southern Plains. The beef cow herd was the smallest, small then. We're a little bit smaller than that now. That's pretty clearly smaller than we need to be, and so that sets up the idea that we're going to see significant decreases in beef production going forward, particularly when we get to the point where we can try to rebuild. That means we're going to cut beef production even more by saving cows and heifers.
I guess part of the grim news on that is that if we don't see some significant turnaround on drought across the middle part of the country, we could shrink that beef cow herd number even more over the coming 12 months.
We sure could. In fact, it's wintertime now, but we've had a fair amount of significant winter weather. Hay stocks are very tight. I think we probably have some producers that potentially may face some additional liquidation decisions even before we get through winter. And then, of course, the question of the drought in the spring, do we see those drought conditions abate a little bit? And if they don't, then we will clearly continue to see additional liquidation, which means the drop in beef production would be a little bit less than it would be otherwise. It'll still be down, but it also sets up the idea that it'll be an even bigger than hole, if you will, that we have to fill once we get to a point where we stop liquidating.
Alrighty. So end of the day, the numbers, as you mentioned, pretty well as expected, but they are not particularly welcome numbers for the U.S. beef industry.
Well, they certainly indicate that we have gotten smaller and that we will continue to be smaller for the foreseeable future. And again, exactly how it plays out in terms of the timing of what comes ahead is going to depend on the drought conditions in the next few months. But, we've got higher cattle prices. They've been trending higher the last 2 years. They're certainly going to continue to trend higher as a result of this. We're going to see tighter supplies and cow-calf producers will see higher prices. They've got lots of cost of production challenges, but probably increased profit prospects for them. The margin operations above them, stocker and feedlot in particular, and packers, will all see margin squeezes as a result of this, because this means numbers are going to get tighter. It's going to be harder to maintain volumes of operations and at the feedlot and the packing plants in particular.
Thank you, Daryl. Dr. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist, in his office at in Stillwater, Oklahoma State University. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.